Hi everyone, and welcome to our English lesson for grade 6. The topic of our lesson for today is reading a story. And my name is Aharon Cohen. Can you understand a story in English from the Gemara? Can you tell who the story is about? Can you understand when and where the story takes place? Can you tell what happens in the story? Can you tell how someone feels in the story and why? Well, we're going to talk about all these things today. So let's get started. First, I'm going to tell you a story. It's a story from the Gemara. The story is about Rabbi Akiva. The story takes place in Eretz Yisrael. The story takes place during B'meshich, the rule, Hashilton, of the Romans. Listen to the story and think, do you know this story? Are you ready? Let's start. Rabbi Akiva is on his way. He is walking to a far away place. A far away place. He has a donkey, a rooster, and a lantern, his light. In the evening, Rabbi Akiva stops at a village. He tries to find a place to sleep, but no one takes Rabbi Akiva in. But Rabbi Akiva is not angry. Rabbi Akiva says, whatever Hashem does is for the good. Bishvil HaTov. So Rabbi Akiva goes to a field. Rabbi Akiva falls asleep in the field. Then, during the night, B'meshech HaLaila, during the night, it becomes very windy. The wind blows out the candle in the lantern. Also, during the night, a fox eats the rooster, and a lion eats the donkey. But Rabbi Akiva is not angry. Then a bad thing happens in the village. Soldiers take the men in the village to prison. Rabbi Akiva is safe. He says, Hashem does everything for the good. The end. Did you know that story? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but now you do. Okay. Let's learn new words. But first, I want you to go bring a pencil and bring a piece of paper, a pad of paper, or a notebook, and come back and we'll start learning new words. You have 2 minutes. Okay, great. You have a pencil and you have your notebook or a piece of paper or a pad of paper. Let's go on. In your notebook or on your piece of paper, write each new word in your notebook or piece of paper or on your piece of paper. Then write its Hebrew meaning, what it means in Hebrew. For example, if the new word was find, I would write find and then write limtso. If the new word was under, I'd write under and then write mitachat. If it was near, I would write near and then liad. If it was stop, I would write latzor. Ready? Here we go. The first word is a lantern. A lantern. So write down in your notebook or on a piece of paper the word a lantern. And a lantern means ashashit. The next word is a village, a village. Rabbi Akiva goes to a village, and a village is the kfar. Write down a village and its Hebrew meaning. The next word is a donkey. Rabbi Akiva has a donkey with him. Write down a donkey, chamor. The next word is lie down. Rabbi Akiva lies down in a field. Lie down, lishkav. The next word is a rooster. Rabbi Akiva has a rooster with him. A rooster is a tarnagol. The next word is a field. A field. Rabbi Akiva goes to a field. A field is a sadeh. The next word is angry or upset. Angry and upset mean koes. Rabbi Akiva is not angry and is not upset. The next word is fall asleep. Fall asleep. Rabbi Akiva falls asleep in the field. Fall asleep, leradem. Okay, great. Those are our new words. So now, let's do this. Write the numbers from 1 to 9 in your notebook or on your piece of paper. Like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Do that now. Okay, fantastic. You wrote down 1 to 9? All right. Now, I'm going to say the new words, and you have to put the new words in order. When you hear a word, write the letter of the new word in the order that you hear it. Let's do the first one together. Number one. Lie down. Lie down. So number one would be, you would write down the letter C for lie down. Okay? So let's go on. I'm going to say the number and then the word, and you write the letter, ha'ot. Here we go. Number two, angry. Number two is angry. Just write the letter. Number three, a rooster. Number three is a rooster. Write the letter of a rooster. Of the picture of the rooster. Number four, a village. A village. Number five, fall asleep. Fall asleep. Number six, a field. Number six, a field. Number seven, a lantern. A lantern. Number eight, upset. Upset. Number nine, a donkey. A donkey. Okay, finish up and let's check the answers. You ready? Here are the answers. So number one, we said was lie down, C. Number two, is angry, B, F. Number three is a rooster. A rooster, D. Number four is a village. A village, letter A. Number five, fall asleep. Fall asleep, the letter G. Number six, A field. A field. The letter E. Number 7. A lantern. A lantern. The letter H. Number 8. Upset. You remember we had two words for coes, angry and upset. So number 8 is the letter F. Also the letter F. Also gum. Right. Number 9 is a donkey. A donkey. Letter B. Great job. All right, let's go on. Now, before we read the story that I told you, and that you probably know the story, but before we read the story, let's look at the title, Hakoteret. The title of the story is The Good in Everything. The Good in Everything, Hatov Behakol. And these are the pictures of the story that I told you before. So we think why the title, try to think of the story and see how the title talks about the story. The good in everything. Hatov Behakol. Okay. Now, before we read the story, do you remember who the story is about? Who, the me, who's the story about? Who? Rabbi Akiva. Good job. Do you remember where the story takes place? Eifo? Where the story takes place? If you said where, in Eretz Yisrael, you are correct. Nice job. Also, do you remember when the story takes place? Matai? When? If you said under the rule of the Romans, Hashilton, of the Romans, you're correct. So now we know who the story is about. We're remembering who the story is about, where the story takes place, and when the story takes place. Good job. Okay, let's go on. Now, before we read the story, let's do an exercise. The instructions are, instructions, the horaot. It says, complete the sentences with the words in the box below. Complete the sentences means lashlim et mishpatim. How, ech, how, with the words in the box below. So let's go over the words. The first box has the words in the evening. Do you remember what in the evening means? Ba'erev. Okay, good job. The next one is but. But. Do you remember what it means? But means aval. Village. Village. Do you remember what a village is? Kfar. A rooster. Do you remember a rooster? Tarnagol. Far away. Remember the word far away? Rachok. Far away. Everything. Everything. Hakol. Okay, so let's do the first one together. Where would the first one go? So let's start with number 1. The good, this is the title, Hakoteret. The good in, oh, I know. The good in everything. So you can write down everything and also cross out everything. Well, I crossed it out. You don't have to cross it out because you don't have the sheet with you, but I crossed it out. Okay, on your piece of paper or in your notebook, answer the questions complete the sentences and answer 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Okay? I'm going to give you 4 minutes to do it, and then we'll come back and we'll check the answers. All right, good luck. All right, welcome back. So let's go on, let's check the answers, check your answers, and see how you did. All right, let's read. The good in everything. Rabbi Akiva is on his way, baderech shelo, to a faraway place. Did you put down far away? If you did, it's correct. If you didn't, you can change it now to far away. A far away place. Makom ma'od rachok. He has with him a lantern, a rooster and a donkey, right? He has three things with him: a lantern, a rooster, and a donkey. In the evening, he stops at a village. Where does he stop? At the village, and tries to find a place to sleep. But nobody wants to take him in. Okay, check your answers, and if you have to change an answer, change it now. Okay, let's go on. Let's do one more set. The same thing. Complete the sentences, Lashlim et mishpatim, with the words in the box below. So let's look at the words in the box. Asleep, right? Asleep is part of a word, part of two words, right? Asleep. So fall asleep would mean lishot leradem. Lies down. Remember lies down? Lishkav. For the good. Bishvil atov. Field. Field. Sadeh. And angry means koes. So those are our words. I'll read it without the words, and then I'll give you time to answer the questions. Is Rabbi Akiva or upset? Not at all. Not at all means bichlalo. Whatever Hashem does is he says. He takes his animals to a near the village, under a tree, and falls So wherever I said you have to put in the new word. Okay, let's start the clock. Okay, let's check your answers. Is Rabbi Akiva angry or upset? Haim, is he angry or upset? Not at all. Bichlal lo. Whatever Hashem does is, answer number two, for the good. Ko bishvil hatov. He says, he takes his animals to a field near the village, liad, right? Liad akfar, lies down, shochev, lies down under a tree and falls asleep. Those are the answers. All right, so let's go on. Here's the story. I'm going to read the story out loud. What I want you to do, if you want to, you can read along with me. We can read together. We know the story. We've talked about the story. So let's read the first paragraph. Paragraph is a piska, okay? So let's start. But first we start with the title. A title is a koteret. The good in everything. Here we go. First paragraph. Now read with me. Afshar likro iti. Ken? Likro iti. I will read slowly and you can read with me together. Okay. Let's go. Rabbi Akiva is on his way to a faraway place. He has with him a lantern, a rooster, and a donkey. In the evening, he stops at a village and he tries to find a place to sleep. But nobody wants to take him in. What's the problem? What happened? Mabaya. Nobody wants to take him in. Afachad lo rotze lachnis oto. Nobody wants to take him in. Where's Rabbi Akiva going to sleep? So let's ask a question. What do you think? What do you think? Rabbi Akiva is upset? Do you think yes? Or do you think no? Well, we know the story that Rabbi Akiva, no, is not upset. Upset is koes, right? He is not upset. Let's read on. Is Rabbi Akiva angry or upset? Haim. Rabbi Akiva, right? Is Rabbi Akiva angry or upset? Look, it's a question. It's a sheila. Not at all. He's not upset. What does he say? Here, Gershaim. Whatever Hashem does is for the good, he says. So what does Rabbi Akiva do? He takes his animals, chayot, he takes his animals, a chayot shelo, to a field near the village. Right? Here's the field. Near the village. Near Zeliad. Near the village. Lies down under a tree. Here's the tree. Rabbi Akiva is under the tree. And he falls asleep. What do you think? Something bad happens during the night, during b'meshich, during the night. Well, we know the story, as I told you before, but, so what would you think if you just read it now? The answer would be, we read this already, okay. So the answer is yes, fine. We know that something bad happens during the night. Mashu ra kore, we know it, yes. Okay, so let's go on. We'll stop here with the story. So this is what I want you to do for the next lesson, the Shiur Haba. I want you to write down this chart. Here's the chart. A chart is a tavla. I want you to write down the chart in your notebooks, in your notebook or on a piece of paper, and also write down the list of all the new words. And then I want you to take the new word and put it in the right place, in the correct place. Okay? For example, well, let's go over the words and then you can write it down. The first word is an animal. An animal, the first place is an animal. An animal is a chaya. So here you would write down animals. A place. A place is a makom. So here you would write down places. A thing is a davar. So here you would write down things. An action is a pi'ilut. Pi'ula. So here you would write down an action. A feeling is a hargasha. So here you would write down feelings. So let's do the first one together. I have a donkey. Where would a donkey go? Would a donkey go in the place of an animal, in the column of in the place where it says animal, a place, a thing, an action, a feeling? If you said an animal, then you are correct. Okay? So I put an animal. A donkey is an animal, so I wrote down a donkey here. So now, copy this table, this chart in your notebook. La'atik et ha'tavla in your notebook now, and copy all the words. La'atik et ha'milim. Okay, you have 2 minutes to do it. So let's see what you can do now. Now you can understand a story in English from the Gemara. Now you can tell who the story is about. Now you can understand when and where the story takes place. Now you can tell what happens in the story. Now you can tell how someone feels in the story and why. You did a great job. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.